The French haute couture designer who revolutionized how ordinary women dressed, he gave them the pantsuit, has died. Yves Saint Laurent was 71 when he passed away last night at his home in Paris. He was an icon of the fashion world and is considered one of the most influential designers of our time. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
Shortly after the news of Yves Saint Laurent's death broke, tributes began pouring in on French television and radio. A towering figure of 20th century fashion, Yves Saint Laurent was widely considered the last of a generation that included Christian Dior and Coco Chanel and made Paris the fashion capital of the world. In downtown Paris, 5,000 of Saint Laurent's haute couture creations are kept in cold storage at a foundation that bears his name and that of his longtime partner and business associate, Pierre Berger. Berger, who spoke to NPR some months ago, feels one main thing sets Saint Laurent apart from other designers.
The most influence of Saint Laurent is to give the power to women. It is very, very important. Before Saint Laurent, Chanel gave freedom to women. But Saint Laurent, he decided to give to women the same clothes, the women to wear a men's clothes.
Those clothes were the pantsuit, the trench coat, slacks, and the women's tuxedo. But Berger says Saint Laurent's creations were in no way androgynous.
Because when he designed a tuxedo, for instance, for women, is to develop the femininity and not to make a resemblance between man and woman. Absolutely not.
Yves Saint Laurent was born in 1936 in the city of Oran in what was then French Algeria. At the age of 18, he moved to Paris to take design lessons. He was soon discovered by Christian Dior, who hired him on the spot. 3 years later, Dior died, leaving Saint Laurent head of the House of Dior at the age of 21. In 1957, his first solo collection for Dior, the Trapeze line, launched Saint Laurent's stardom. The trapeze dress, with its narrow shoulders and wide swinging skirt, was a hit and a breath of fresh air. Saint Laurent spoke about it at the time.
Everything has changed so much, and women don't feel like being transformed by some constricting new silhouette every season.
In the 1960s, Saint Laurent founded his own design house with Berger. He revolutionized the fashion world by creating a ready-to-wear line that, for the first time in history, was designed by a major couturier. In 1983, Saint Laurent spoke at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art during a show devoted to his work, the museum's first ever tribute to a living designer.
I don't know if I'm a genius, but I always have a lot of possibilities floating around in my head. I do try to put in my collections things I don't know how to do in real life, things like sculpture or painting.
The reclusive French maestro, known for both his work ethic and bouts of depression, retired from haute couture in 2002 after 4 decades at the top of his trade. French television has been replaying scenes from his final fashion show, a 300-piece, 40-year retrospective that drew spillover crowds. It was a stunning tribute to the endurance and popularity of the Saint Laurent style. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.